KXRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, we got good stuff today. We've got comedy tickets up for Thunder Valley or four packs of Six Flags tickets, 766-9370. Joe, since we have comedy tickets, is doing comedy movies. Mm-hmm. Hey, any year, any range on these, or just all?
I'm just going to do all of them.
All comedy movies.
All comedy movies.
And yep. I'm going to do potpourri. Anything goes. You can ask us anything if we don't know it, and we don't have the answer. That means you've licked us, and I'm not doing stupid space stuff. No stupid space stuff. Everything else goes. 766-9370. Let's go to Daniel. Ooh, Daniel's got a potpourri question. Good morning, Daniel, my brother. Daniel?
Hey.
There he is. What's up, bro? Daniel, my brother.
Okay, something happened there. He was back on hold.
There he is.
Daniel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Okay.
You got me?
Yeah.
Lick us and win.
Okay. All right. Hey, Doc, there's a major worldwide corporation was started out of Stockton years ago, and there's an exit off the freeway of the guy's name. Can you name that corporation?
Oh, there's an exit?
There's a road, yeah, road right off the freeway. There's an exit with signs.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Is this Freeway 99 or is it I-5?
Oh, good question.
I-5.
Yeah, then that would be Benjamin Holt.
Okay, what corporation?
Well, you didn't say that. You wanted the name.
I did. No, I asked you.
Oh, did he want corporation? So then the Holt would be, isn't it a Holt Construction or Holt Steel? Holt Tractors? What is it?
Well, Benjamin Holt was he built the very first track-driven tractor, which ended up being Caterpillar.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got it with tractor.
Oh, no yeah. Kidding.
Yeah. I don't know that you did.
Yeah, I did. I did. Oh, wait.
Wow.
Hey, if I argue it, are you from Stockton?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, then I'll argue with you. That means I won't get stabbed or shot.
Yeah.
No, I said it was construction or tractor. I wasn't sure which, but yeah, I mean, you're not going to give that to me? I mean, come on, I got that.
That was pretty close.
I did ask for the corporation.
What are the tickets you want? That'll be the determining factor whether or not I'm going to let you win.
Yeah, which one are you choosing today?
I'd like to go see Russell Peters.
Oh, well, okay then.
Yeah, because we need a report back.
Yeah,
we
got to
find out just how funny the guy is. You know what I mean?
Are you familiar with this Russell Peters dude?
I've heard him a few times. He comes up on some of my comedy stations that I have on Pandora.
Is he pretty good? We hear good things about him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. I'd be more than happy to call you guys back and tell you how it is.
Yeah, do that, please.
Okay. Yeah, Joe's the one that said that, so we'll give you Joe's phone number, and you can call him back when we're not on the air and mm-hmm. discuss
how good. Line, my home phone.
Yeah, I could care less. We'll get you in. Hang on. Let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay, lick us and win.
Hi, I have a question for Joe.
Okay.
In the movie Flubber, what is the name of the flying robot?
In the movie Flubber? And there's a flying robot? Hmm.
I don't know.
Have you seen Flubber?
Yes. Robin Williams.
Oh, wow.
The green goo. And it bounces around, and he creates this green goo. It's like goo, you know.
Like slime?
Like slime. And it bounces. You put it on things. He puts it on his feet and shoes and whatever
How old is this movie? Is it ancient?
Old. That's old.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, what was Flubber? Flubber came out in probably, what, 90s?
Yeah, probably around the 90s.
Something like that. I cannot think of that robot's name, though.
It's Weebo.
What? Weebo.
Weebo.
Okay, fair enough. Hang on.
Good one.
And what do you want to do? You want to get in for the comedy, or you want to get in for the four-pack of Six Flags?
I'd like to try to take my son to Six Flags.
Okay, hang on. We'll put you into that. And let's go to, let's go here. Let's go to Bill. Bill, lick us and win. What do you got?
Hey, morning, you guys. I got a question for Joe on a comedy.
All right.
Okay, in the movie How High... Well, who are the two main characters?
Method Man and Red Man.
You got it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Method Man, Red Man.
Wow. Joe got that. Not only does Joe know the comedy movies, he knows the dope smoking characters.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were going back to college and they smoked their friend and got great grades.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So the guy died and they smoked him.
Yeah, he was like a really one of their really close buddies and He died. They took his ashes and they grew the marijuana with it. And it was extra special marijuana. And then every time they smoked their buddy that was grown and the marijuana grew,
they got
in their
smarter.
Buddy. No. He came out as a little ghost.
Oh, God.
So then he was able to float around and see the answers on the different tests. And then you know, he gave them the answers and whatever else it was. So they looked as if they were getting
smarter. This is like Mecca for pot smokers. Back when this movie came out, I mean, you guys were going to church. This was like genius cinema when you watched this.
Well, not How High was kind of a stranger version of the stoner movies, but it was pretty good.
Okay.
The Mecca should be, up to this day, should be Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express is the quintessential pot smoke.
To this day.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, lick us and win.
Hi, I got a question for Joe.
Okay.
Okay, in the movie Caddyshack, the caddies were allowed to swim in the swimming pool. What was the time that they were allowed to swim?
This is going to be such a ridiculous... I have to think a ridiculous answer for him here.
This is going back so far.
I know it is, and this they probably only mentioned it once. I'm going to go ahead and say it's got to be from the time of like 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. or something like that.
No, they were allowed to swim from 1 to 1:15.
Yeah, they get a 15-minute cooling
off. They get a 15-minute swim break.
That's great.
Some of Ted Knight's best work, man. I love Ted Knight. Yeah. Hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to Bob. Bob, comedy. Lick us and win. What do you got, Bob?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Bob.
So, question I have is regarding Young Frankenstein. During the movie, the monster and Young Frankenstein eventually get sexually supercharged. What song do they make the lady sing?
God, that I have not seen in such a long time. Young
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No, ever.
Black and white.
I'm so upset right now.
Is that with Boyle and Gene Wilder?
Yes.
Gene Wilder, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. See, I've seen it. They always talk about it, and they always give it so many accolades and say it's one of the funniest things ever. I've never, ever watched it.
It is a really funny movie. God, yeah, there's just no way I'm going to get this one.
That I bought for myself.
I
to make sure that I had it forever.
I do not know.
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found you. And then they just go on crazy soprano after that.
I would have never been able to get that, dude. It was such a long time ago that I've seen that. That's a good question, though.
All right, hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to Sean. Sean's got potpourri. Anything goes. This one's for me, Sean. What do you got?
In what year was the first hybrid vehicle created?
In what year was the first hybrid vehicle created? Now, when you say hybrid, what was this a mix of? Was it a mix of gas and electricity? Was it a mix of diesel and electricity? Was it a common fossil fuel? Was it hydrogen? What was it?
It was a gas-powered engine that would run the electric motors that drove the car.
Okay. Is this American-made or is it... European? Is it
Asian? European-built.
European-built. Wow. Oddly enough, we're in the 2018 Ford Fusion. You'll hear more about that coming up. It's a hybrid. Love that car. But beyond that, I don't know a lot or follow a lot on hybrids because I'm a...
A gas or diesel guzzling machine.
I want gallons per mile, typically. Wow. What year would this have been in? What decade?
I bet it's earlier than we think. Creator of the Porsche also created this.
Okay, Ferdinand Porsche.
I bet you it's earlier than what you're thinking, probably.
Yeah, and see, when you say that, because people seem to forget all the technology and all the advancements that came out of Mercedes and all the diesel and all the stuff that Ferdinand Porsche did with the army for Hitler and all the stuff that because he built all the utility Jeeps.
And people went electric crazy back in like the Tesla days and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I bet you it was an early version of something.
Yeah, I'm not going to know exactly what it is, but let's say it was a Volkswagen, and I can't give you a model, but I'm going to say it was a Volkswagen something. I don't know what the first hybrid was.
The first hybrid was, they called it an electric Chase, and it was actually created in 1901.
I knew it was going to be early like that. What's an electric Chase? So kind of tell us, who was the manufacturer? Who did it?
So Ferdinand Porsche worked alongside with... Daimler Benz, Austro Benz, Mercedes, and the guys who eventually created Auto Union, who went on to do Audi. And he built it. It was just kind of like a, it's kind of a weird looking thing, but it basically was like an oversized wheelchair that fit four people. And it had two electric motors in the front that drove it. So it was front wheel drive, which was also pretty new at the time. And it just had a gas powered engine that powered the electric motors that drove it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little less exciting than I thought. I mean, it's great history if you're a car guy, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Porsche and Audi and all that, and I know a lot about it, but I've never heard of this thing. That's going back to 1901, man. I mean, Ferdinand Porsche, he had to be just a kid. I mean, he had to be in his teens.
He was actually, I believe, 21, 22 when he did it.
Yeah, man, that is young. Okay, fair enough.
Wow,
that's crazy. Hang on, we'll get you in. Let's go to Phil. Phil's got a comedy question. Phil, lick us and win.
Yeah. Hello, guys. Hey, it's Smokey and the Bandit question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's four main characters. What's their handle and what is their names in the movie? Not their real names, their names in the movie.
Oh, names and handles. Names and handles.
I gave you two of them.
Well, Bandit.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what's his real name in the movie?
Oh, man.
Ooh, jeez.
That is tough.
God, because he wants all four of them. You know what? I'd love to. There's no way I'm going to get this.
And I'm going to get you out of technicality, too. I know a lot of people, they love that movie. It's not a comedy. Not a comedy. Nothing funny about Smokey the Bandit. Decent little drama that had some light moments, but nothing funny about it. I mean, honestly, there was nothing funny about Smokey the Bandit. You want to have a good cops and robbers, just chase them up.
I loved it.
I never thought it was that funny.
I always liked the sheriff.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, the sheriff.
Yeah.
So the sheriff's going to be one. The truck driver's going to be one. Bandit's going to be one in Sally Field. But I cannot think of... I can't even think of the truck driver's name right now.
Well, his real name is Jerry... Oh, God. What was his name? Him and his dog. And
wasn't he the lunchbox or the cooler or something? He had like a really cool name or something like that.
I can't remember any of them.
He was the snowman.
The snowman. Yeah.
Snowman.
So you had the Bandit, you had the snowman, you had...
The snowman's real name was Cletus.
Cletus.
Okay. Did Sally Field go by a nickname?
Yes.
Huh.
You're saying real name. Cletus is not his real name. His real name is Jerry what?
No. His real name in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a real name in the movie.
Their nickname and name in the movie.
All right.
I mean, that's a good question, but that's a tough one.
All right, so you had the snowman that was Cletus. You had the Bandit that was who?
His name was Bo.
Bo, that's right.
All right, and then you had Sally Field. Give us hers.
Her name was Carrie, and her handle was Frog.
Frog!
Yeah, he calls her Frog. Now let's get to Buford T. Justice.
What was his handle?
Smokey.
No, Buford T. Justice.
Yes, that's his name, Buford T. Justice, and his handle was Smokey.
So, really?
Oh, he was Smokey in the Bandit, that's right.
Yeah, I knew that, but Buford T. Justice, that wasn't like a dumb thing he said, that was his character name?
Yeah, that was his name.
That's his character's name.
Yep. Buford T. Justice. All right, hang on, we'll get you in. Let's do another one here. Let's go to Tyler. Tyler's got comedy. Tyler, lick us and win.
Yeah, I got a question for Joe.
All right.
In the pro shop in Caddyshack, Rondy Dangerfield says if you buy a hat like Ted Knight's, you get a free what?
You buy a hat like Ted, you get a free ball washing? Seems like something they'd say in that.
Yeah.
You get a free 9-iron? What's the club they like? Seven, you get a free 7-iron.
No, it would have been something to humiliate him because the hat was ugly.
You get a free bowl of soup.
Yeah, free bowl of soup.
Yeah. It's got to be something stupid like that.
All right, hang on. Awesome. We'll stop right there. More Rods and Lickerson Win coming up. We got more four packs over to Six Flags and more comedy tickets. Here comes GNR.